30 thoughts.
I'm going to guess that Adult Contemporary started about 1974, 75. At least that's when I first heard WTAE in Pittsburgh move from an MOR to a more contemporary radio station.
Adult Contemporary, as we know it, started at the NBC FM radio stations.
If other people were doing it, it certainly was defined and perfected by Ron Chapman.
It was called MOR, or Chicken Rock. Then it was labeled Pop Adult. Eventually, the format evolved into what we now call Adult Contemporary. Now, no one really knows where or when AC was born, but perhaps it was in Dallas.
KLIF, the mighty 1190, was becoming less so in the latter years of my time there.
Ron Chapman.
And I kept saying to the ownership, guys, our audience is growing older. They're not just high school students anymore. And catering to high schools and playing bubblegum is not where it's at for this station anymore. We've got to grow with the audience.
January 1st, 1969, Chapman walked into an also-ran Dallas AM and FM.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Its call letters were KVIL.
It was awful. They were concentrating on the AM, which signed on at like 7 in the morning and off at 5 in the afternoon. And that was their big thing, and they called it your Power Pal. And they had a 1,000-watt directional daytime signal. And my, of course, immediate reaction was the future of this radio property is not the AM, the future is the FM.
KVIL was going to be a radio station for women. And to make sure the jocks got the point, Chapman hung up a picture in the control room.
And the word was that whenever you hired a jock, you said, this is who you are talking to. So you don't say, come on, mama. You say, hi, what a pleasure to meet you. And you treat her like a lady, not a chickie.
And so they began.
And so we started promoting the FM right away. Of course, we got irate phone calls from people saying, you can't put commercials on FM. FM is only for music. To which my answer was, stand back and watch this.
For Andy McCollum, Blackie Sherrod, Warren Culbertson, and Joskies, I'm Ray Walker.
Stereo 103.
Announcement. Do you have a written agreement not to make this announcement? Today?
No, it's not written.
Is it any kind of an agreement that you won't make?
Well, it's verbal, yeah. It's just not supposed to be an... Listen, we're dealing with some heavy action
Break
here.
Your word.
What? Break my word?
You're doing other things.
KBIL and Ron Chapman, 16 minutes till 8 o'clock in the morning. Somebody called about this mysterious announcement that I say is going to be so big, and they think they've got it here. Ron Chapman.
By the Dallas Cowboys? What's the announcement?
It's almost that big. It's almost that big.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right.
See what you're doing?
What?
You keep going on with this. Do it now.
Well, no.
If you don't do it now, if you've not got a contractual agreement not to tell it today.
Well, it's not a contractual agreement. It's an ethical thing. It's a verbal.
It's not. Has nothing. Look.
We're dealing with some heavyweights here, okay?
Well, you're sure used to that.
Well.
I mean.
But you can't just break your word and just, you know, go.
Yes, you can. Do it this morning. The pressure is on. The people will understand. Is this going to be a national? Are you breaking something nationally? Are the papers going to pick it up?
The fact is, yes.
Is that right? If you break it this morning,
yes, and
you'll get a lot of
before anybody in the country,
and you'll get a lot of notoriety about it.
I think so.
Then I know you'll do it this morning.
You are the best, and we ought to know, 'cause all of the rest are watching us grow.
Final First Texas Federal Savings at Preston Center in Sackowitz Village.
That's one of the prizes that Kathy Arnold can choose from on the V line that she just won this morning on KVIL. Okay, you think I'm putting you on,
okay,
don't you?
Yes, I want to know.
You think that I'm giving you a bunch of jive just to keep you on tenterhooks,
that's
as it
right.
were. All right, let me tell you this. I think this will get national publicity when it breaks. I don't think it has broken yet nationally, and it will. There is an artist of some substantial stature who has not done a concert tour in a great deal of time, who is about to do so, and will make only six stops nationally. Only six. And Dallas-Fort Worth is one of them. And at the time of this artist's arrival in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, KVIL will be playing host to an event.
With Frank Sinatra?
I beg your pardon?
With Frank Sinatra?
January 12th.
They were probably the first really good mainstream AC station on FM.
Steve Rivers.
They did just incredible promotions and contesting.
And we sent everybody two bumper stickers with a letter that said, put these stickers on your cars this weekend and win a brand new car this Thursday on 103.7 KVIL. Well, what happened is most people did do it on the weekend, and the competition, all of the other radio station program directors and so forth who went to work on Monday morning, pulled out onto the highways, and suddenly it looked like every car in town had our bumper stickers on, and we had not run one promo on the air to say we were going to do this. So it was a stealth campaign. It only happened in the mailbox, and everyone put those stickers on the car. And I remember somebody called Larry Dixon when we were together back in those days, and they said, how do you get all those people to put a sticker that says, I love KVIL on their car? And Larry Dixon said, well, first you get them to love KVIL.
Now, do this. Go to your checkbook. Write a check. Payable to KVIL Fun and Games. Make it in the amount of $20. And mail it to this address. $20, KVIL Radio, 75206. Please do not send cash. Simply write a check to KVIL Fun and Games in the amount of $20 and send it to $20, KVIL Radio, 75206. Thank you.
The response? Checks poured in totaling over $240,000. Was KVIL the nation's first adult contemporary?
Kurt Johnson.
It would be tough for you to find an AC station that was on the air and employing as many of the techniques that we consider standard today as early as KVIL was.
In New York, Walter Sabo had his own ideas about building a radio station for adults.
I told the financial department at NBC that that year in 1978, AM and FM listening levels had hit parity.
But when Sabo laid out his plan, NBC execs weren't the only doubting Thomases. Sabo says big-time talent he wooed was reluctant to leave the security of AM behind. They just didn't believe they could be successful on FM.
It will be successful if you're on it. And what could they say?
Even more to the point, what would they have said had they known that WYNY's most successful personality would be a little Jewish college professor who talked about sex?
Phone sex is completely safe for your body. It could, however, have some bad effects on your bank account.
His sexy eyes, you. Dr. Hook's newest in New York 97, WYNY. Oh, did you ever have to make up your mind? Loving Spoonful in New York 97, WYNY, New York.
On Sunday nights, we hired this woman with this strange accent who was a professor at City College. Put her on for 15 minutes on Sunday night, and she talked about sex. And then after a couple weeks where we got literally, no exaggeration, over 1,000 letters a week, we put her on for an hour and then two. I hired her for union scale. After scale for 15 minutes was $20. At the end of a year, Dr. Ruth Westheimer was paid $65,000 a year for her two-hour Sunday night show. She was represented by William Morris. She was on the cover of People magazine. And she said, Volta, I want a Seville. And so we gave her a Seville. We gave her anything she wanted. It begged her to do it every night, and she wouldn't do it.
By 1987, adult contemporary was well established. In New York, WLTW was entering its third year. And in Los Angeles, Coast was busy chalking up numbers. Then, to the industry's surprise,
10,
minutes.
The mighty KMET waved goodbye, and a new adult format was born. It was Valentine's Day, 1987.
It's time, honey. Turn on the radio.
What are you talking about? What's wrong?
Turn on the radio. It's time, babe. It's 12 noon.
What's 12? Oh, that. The boom, 2 hours.
Boom,
that thing.
Boom, 8 days.
Oh, remember that?
Boom,
yeah.
5 days.
Oh, come on, it's now?
No. Boom,
oh, okay.
Time's up.
Okay.
Turn on. 94.7.
What is it? 94.7. 94.7. Let me see. Okay. I've got it.
Shh. This is Howard Bloom, Vice President and General Manager of Southern California's newest radio station, KTWV Los Angeles. On behalf of all of us at Metropolitan Broadcasting, welcome to 94.7 The Wave. 94.7 The
Wave. It was more like Yes than it was, you know, traditional jazz, and that was New Age music.
Frank Cody.
I remember hearing Andreas Vollenweider in New York, and again, it was one of those things like everybody had this album, but it wasn't played on the radio anywhere.
At first, the new format was called NAC. And then during a focus group in Chicago, a listener came up with a more descriptive name.
And I remember this woman. We said, well, what do you call this music? Is it jazz? She says, well, yeah, it's jazz, but it's not jazz. But it is, well, it is jazz. I don't know, you know, I like my music to stay in a groove, and this stays in it. You know what it is? This jazz is smooth. This is smooth jazz. And everyone, the light bulb goes off over everybody's heads. You know, we're jotting it down. Oh my gosh, that's it. It's smooth jazz. And that's where it was born. And then it was put on the air at WNUA, and then it was out of the box. You know, the genie was out of the bottle. Once that name was out there, there was an attempt early on to try to protect it. And to some degree, it was protected by those stations that started using it. But I'm glad it became a generic term. It became a category of music, because I think it's much better for radio. It certainly is much better for the music, and I know so many of the musicians just loathe the term smooth jazz, because somehow it's just like, ugh, it's in their minds, it's like, well, you know, that means it's not real jazz, or it's like AC or MOR, somehow it's corny. I love it myself. I love the fact that people can find this music in record stores, or they can go on Amazon.com, and you can go to the smooth jazz section. You can actually find it. That's exciting to me.
Welcome to Thursday morning. Ramsey Lewis and Karen Williams. Here's Road Warrior Pat Metheny. Boy, I think he's going to break James Brown's record.